With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A key element of President Trump's economic program has been struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices in a 6-3 decision have ruled against Mr. Trump's sweeping global tariffs. Today's decision centers on tariffs imposed under an emergency powers law, including broad reciprocal tariffs that he levied on many other countries, friend and foe alike. Mr. Trump argued absolute legal authority to impose the levy.
The language is clear that I have the right to do it as president. I have the right to put tariffs on for national security purposes, countries that have been ripping us off for years. You know what they were doing? Using tariffs.
Mr. Trump has said that a ruling against him in this case would be an economic body blow to the country. Looks like the New York nurses' strike may be just about over.
Nurses on strike at a major New York City hospital system have reached a tentative deal to end a strike that's lasted more than a month. The roughly 4,200 nurses at New York Presbyterian were the last holdouts in the largest and longest walkout of nurses in New York City's history. They've now approved a tentative contract that will now go to union members for a vote. If ratified, nurses would return to work as early as next week. Some 10,500 nurses from two other large hospitals have already approved new 3-year contracts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
America's gross domestic product increased at a 1.4% annual pace in the fourth quarter. That's down from 4.4% in the July through September period and 3.8% in the quarter before that. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 65 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead 76. This is SRN News. The annual 40 Days for Life campaign is underway.
From now through March 29th, pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in more than 650 cities in the U.S. and around the world and silently pray for the babies and the mothers. Since 40 Days got underway in 2007, organizers report more than 26,000 women have decided not to have an abortion. Nearly 300 clinic workers have quit their jobs and almost 200 clinics have closed. 40 Days holds campaigns in the spring and fall each year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey Catholic diocese has agreed to pay $180 million in a priest sexual abuse settlement, the latest in a church scandal set off more than two decades ago. The Camden Diocese, like others nationwide, filed for bankruptcy amid a torrent of lawsuits after the statute of limitations was relaxed. Other large priest abuse settlements reached by the Catholic Church in the U.S. include $880 million in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. Well, there are times when the job of a medical professional can be especially challenging, and given the patient in this scenario, this was one of those times.
It all began when experts in the U.S. went to Africa to help an endangered white rhino with a life-threatening parasitic eye infection. Doctors quickly realized surgery was not an option, so they developed a plan based on a program where animals are taught to participate in their own care. They administered eye drops to the rhino, and it worked. By the way, there's no word if the rhino had any trouble tilting his head back for those eye drops. Probably not. Jason Walker reporting.
At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. has won its third gold medal in women's hockey, beating Canada 2-1. And California's Alyssa Liu takes the gold in figure skating, ending a 24-year Olympic drought for the American women. More details, SRNNews.com.